We're now on Maseches Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Hey Amud Beis, about 17 lines from the bottom. Amarli Rava the Rav Bar Mary, Rava says to Rav Bar Mary regarding a statement relating to Shlomo Melech. See, the pasuk says, Yiti v'lekim Hashem Shlomo Mishmecha v'yigadel es kiso mikisecha. Hashem should make the name of Shlomo, your son, greater than your name. And he should make his throne greater than your throne. So this the servants say they're going to bless Shlomo Melech more than David. That they want Hashem to bless Shlomo more than David. And the Gemara asks, Orach Archon Lemeir Lei Lamalka. Okay, you're going to speak like this to the king? That the son's going to be greater than him? Won't that lead to jealousy? So the Gemara first says, Amar Lei, Me'ein Kamri Lei. No, when it says me, that he's going to make Shlomo HaMelech, the name of Shlomo will be, Hashem should make the name of Shlomo good, or Mishmecha. It doesn't mean more than your name, but it should be Me'ein, similar. Because if you don't say this, Tevarach Minashim Yael, Eishes Chever Arkeni, Minashim Baal Tevorach. When the Pasuk talks about Yael, that she killed Sisera, the Pasuk says in Devorah's song that Yael should be blessed, Minashim, from the women in and Minashim Baal Tvarach, from the women in the tent. And Nashim Baal Minin, who are these women in the tent? Sarav Karachavaleya. That's so. What are we saying, that she's greater than them? Or Achar the Meir Hachi? How can you say that Yael is greater than Sarav Karachavaleya? Ela Me'ein Kamar. No, it means that she'll be blessed similar to Sarah Karachavaleya, Halchinam Me'ein Kamar. So also you can say that the blessing to Shlomo was Me'ein David. It would be similar. He'd bless someone to David. However, there's a second answer. And Pliga de Rav Yossi Bar Choni. But this opinion argues Rav Yossi Bar Choni. Damar Rav Yossi Bar Choni. Because Rav Yossi Bar Choni says that the But kol adam is kind of chutz mibo v'tamido. Person is jealous about everything except for, or with everyone, a person is jealous except for beno v'tamido, except for a son and a student. And beno mi Shlomo, we see from Shlomo that you don't get jealous if your son is blessed greater. Iba yiseva, and then tamido. Where do you see this idea that you're not jealous about your student? Iba yiseva. That when Elisha asked that he should receive double the blessing than Eliyahu, so Eliyahu was okay with that request. And another possibility, the Moshe placed his hands on Yoshua and he commanded him to take over his, to give him, I guess, take over his leadership. So we see that both Eliyahu and Moshe had no problem giving their students double the blessing of Eliyahu. And the idea of with Moshe and Yeshua is that Hashem just said to place v'samachti shetchalav, just place your hand on him, and Moshe placed both hands on him. The idea of this is that the Marsha has an interesting take on this. He says that one hand is for war, and Hashem was just going to appoint Yeshua to be the leader in war, because after all, it says that when Moshe's by Amalek, Vayakasha Yari Moshe Yado, that when Moshe raised his hand, singular, that just refers to war. So that's what Hashem asked Moshe to appoint. Someone who can take, Yeshua will take over in war. But Moshe wanted both hands, and both hands symbolized Chachma, wisdom. Moshe carried Shte Luchos, a priest, the two Luchos, with his hands, plural, the Torah says. So when Moshe wanted Yeshua to have not just the military capability, but also the wisdoms. Therefore, he put both hands on him. I think the idea of a father and a Rebbe not being jealous of a son or a student is that, why would she be jealous? Because they're just an extension of you, so there's no room for jealousy. The Gemara continues and says that Vayasem Hashem Devar Bifi Bilam, that Hashem placed the matter in the mouth of Bilam. Rabbi Elez Omer Malach, Vayimunos Omer Chakeh. There's a debate whether Davar, when Hashem so prevented Bilam from cursing the Bnei Israel, did he have a Malach prevent him, or did he have like a kind of bit or blockage in his mouth? It depends how you understand the word Davar. Davar could either mean a word, the Malach, who is like came from the word of Hashem, that's where the Marsha understands it. Or do we say it was actually Davar or something, put something in his mouth, so he wasn't able to curse the Bnei Yisrael. Amar Rav Yochanan says, Mi bir chaso, shalosa rasha, tala bin maya bliba, from the curse, for the blessing of this wicked person, you know what he had in heart to curse, because everything he did was the upside down. It was the verse what he wanted to do. Because as the Marsha points out, that it can't be that Bilam wanted to bless the Bnei Yisrael, that Hashem would not allow the blessing to the Bnei Yisrael to come from a wicked person like Bilam. So it must be that he wanted to curse, and then Hashem turned into a blessing. So Bigish Lama Shalayuhan Batikanesu Batimidrashos and Matavalach Yaakov. He wanted that they shouldn't have shuls and Batimidrash, and Hashem turned around and he said, Matavalach Yaakov, how great are your tents, Yaakov? Lotishu Shechina Aleihem. He wanted to say that the Shechina shouldn't dwell upon them, and then Hashem, and then instead he said, Mishkosech Yisrael, that the Shechina should dwell on the Jewish people. And the Marshal just points out that this idea of the Mishkano, that the Avos are like the Merkava, they're like the chariot, and they bring down the Shechina of Hashem to the Bnei Yisrael. So Matav Olecha Yaakov, Mishkan Osecha Yisrael. Because the Avos, right, so the Avos bring the Shechina, and that's why it has the name of Yaakov, Yisrael. These few brachos are all about Hashorash HaShechina. The Shem Shechina should descend on the people. Now, we have a bunch of physical blessings. Lo Tevachus Adim Shechef. He wanted to say that their kingdom should not continue, and so he said, "Kinchali nitayu." That is the opposite; their kingdom should continue. Lohi laham zaitim krovim. He wanted to curse them; they shouldn't have olives and vineyards. Why olives and vineyards? Because the ikar bracha of these gardens is because these foods, they get a blessing on their own. The olives, says the Ben Yoyada, make the oil for which would light the candles in the shuls of the Bati Midrash so they can learn Torah. And he understands that Bilam wanted to curse them, they shouldn't be able to learn Torah at night. In any case, Kigaros Alei Nahar, so instead he blessed them with beautiful gardens by the river. Lo Yehi Reichon Nodef, he wanted that their aroma should not spread, meaning that they shouldn't observe mitzvos. Kalim Nata Hashem. No, it says that Hashem planted Ahalim, for it's a type of besam, a type of spices. Lo yu lahem balachim balikoma. That he wanted to say that they shouldn't have kings or of a certain stature. Karazim alei mayim. But instead he blessed them, they should be like arazim, like cedar trees, very strong. They grow in the water. Lo yu lahem melech bemelech. He wanted to curse them, they're not going to have a dynasty. Yisam mayim bidol yob. And he said that the water should flow from its pail. That it should continue. Lo te machuscha machus nishalas ba'umos. That he wanted that their kingdom should not rule over the other nations, but instead he said that the children, the descendants will be with a lot of water. That's a reference to the nations. Lote azam achusam, he didn't want their king to be strong, v'yoro magag malko, and says no, they will be strong. Lote ayuma machusam, that the nations shouldn't be afraid from the Jewish people. That's what the curse was, that's what he wanted to curse them, v'tino se machusam. But he ended up saying no, that their machos will be elevated above all. All these curses that turned into blessings all went back to become curses. Except for the blessing that of the shoals and the Batei Midrash, that Hashem did not take away. Passage just said Hashem turned the curse, not all the curses, into a bracha. So klala v'lo klalo. So everything actually turned back into a klala when the Bnei Yisrael sinned, except for Batei Knesset and Batei Midrashos, because that is something that we need. The Midrash Tapiot says we can't have the Batei Midrash, Batei Knesios to turn into, to not happen, because then we won't be able to deal with the Yetzer Hara. We need this. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonos, he says, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Nemanim pitzei ohev v'nataros nishiko sone, that we'd rather have the wounds of someone who loves you rather than the kisses of someone who hates you. Tova klol shekila achia shiloni Yisrael yosim bracha shebrecha bilam rasha. The curse that achia shiloni cursed the Bnei Yisrael is better than the blessing that Bilam blessed the people. Achia shiloni kilo Yisrael bekana. Achia shiloni cursed the Jewish people with a term of kana, that they're like a reach. Now vika Hashem es Yisrael kasher yonu nakona b'mayim. Hashem will smite the Jewish people just like the reed moves in water. Makon is that omi makomayim. So even though they're going to be moved in water, but there's some blessing to it, that a reed basically stands in the place of water. Vigizo, and its trunk, machlif, if it's cut off, it can grow again. Vishar Hashem Rubim, and its roots are a lot. Vafil kovruchot shavol boz v'noshos bo, imitzius v'osum v'komo. That all the winds of the world can blow, it's not going to move the reed from its place. It moves with the winds. And once the wind silent becomes silent, the reed remains in its place. Also to the Bnei Yisrael, that even in times of famine, first of all, the reed's going to be by water. So even in times of famine, we're going to have water. It means the Bnei Yisrael are always going to have bracha. Even if they kill them, that they're going to grow back. They're going to rebuild. You know, after all the tsaros, after the calamity, they're still going to remain in their place. Aval Bilam Harasha, but Bilam the wicked, Berachon Be'eres, he blessed them to be like an eres, like a cedar tree, and that there's a curse of that. Ma'eres that ain't omid makomayim, it can't stand, it can't remain in a place of water. V'shar Hashem Mo'atim, it has few roots. Ve'en gizu machliv, and once it's cut down, it can't regrow. Fil kamrucha shabolim bo benosos ebo emizilzos mkomo. All the winds in the world blow, don't move from its place, but kev chenishba bo ruch dromis. But the southern wind blows it. Biyano kata vahochavto al parav. It will overturn on its face. And there's an idea that the curse of someone who loves is better than the kissing of someone who hates, because these are the brachos of Bilam that turned out to be a part curse. Velo, oh, not only that. Ella shezachon konali to mena kumos lichto mena sefer Torah nivim ksumim, that the reed is also used as a quill to write Torah, Nevi'im, and Kesuvim.